The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are thrilled to have Arthur Idala, AA here, who is not only an attorney to the stars, but one of the nation's great legal minds representing all classes of those in need. Here's Arthur.
It's Friday, and I am in love. I am really lucky because I really love my wife. Like, I really adore her. And I'm surrounded with some people sometimes who don't feel like the same way about their wives. I mean, I'm actually surrounded with people.
I thought you were going to say surrounded by people
who don't like your wife.
Your wife's your partner.
I'm surrounded by people who love my wife also, which sometimes gets a little weird. And I got to put my foot down. But, you know, I do. There's one particularly young, bald guy who, you know, kind of whatever. As I said, I put my foot down. But, I am. It's a really great feeling to look across the table at another human being and be like, wow, I did good. Like, I picked right. Like, you know, and thank you, Marianne. I want to give a shout out to my buddy, Paul Carlucci and Mike Dubb, who this year, you know, we talk about being suffering through the pandemic.
Right.
I think it was the first time in, I think, what did he tell me, 60 years? He didn't go, my buddy Paul Carlucci did not go to Saratoga because there was
racing. No racing.
Like, so many traditions have been, you know, my poor sister, my that she's poor, but my sister turns 50 December 16th.
I had a 50th birthday.
Mine
was a drive-by in April, you know. I had an entire thing planned. You were invited.
I had the date. It was April 26th.
Something like that. Yeah, a couple days before. And I had a very, very tight group of people. A buddy of mine in a brewery was going to give me his private room, and he had this whole thing hooked up or whatever. No. It was going to be a lot of fun, but you know, obviously these things happen. We were supposed to have tomorrow. We were supposed to have a birthday party. My one friend is turning 50. Her boyfriend was hiring a chef. It was only supposed to be like 10, 12 of us to have this, you know, little get together at her place. And they don't have a big place. And as soon as they invited us about a month ago, my wife was like, "I don't know if I'm too crazy about this." Like, we know certain people, and then some of the other people we don't know really that well. And I'm like, yeah, I don't know. And then we're moving in and whatever.
And you know, the thing is, it's you too. Like, right, you were just with these movers. Like, who knows who they've been around?
Well,
it's my landscaper. And you know, it's
my wife, smartly enough, she stayed out of the house the whole time these guys were going. I had a mask on and whatever. One guy didn't have a mask, and I didn't want to. I was going to bitch about it. And I said, you know what? I don't care at this point. We got to get the stuff out of here. Let's get moving. I don't have time.
I had
my mask. So I felt good.
You don't come to Marianne Bertuna's house without a mask on. She hands them to them, guys. You're coming in with a mask, and she gives them the feet covering, and, you know,
But that's the thing. I mean, that's the respect here, and I think that's what we're missing a little bit, that people are so enraged. And listen, rightfully so. You've been kept up and cooped up for months. You got this little taste of freedom almost, right, in the summertime when the weather was nice, and now they're telling you to lock back down again. But this is not something that we should all be unfamiliar with. They were warning us of this.
Fauci was dead. He was spot on. He was spot on.
Whether you like him or not.
Yeah. Whether you like him or not, he was spot on. Period. Amen. End of story.
Yeah.
Put politics aside. He said history has shown that the second wave, there's always a second wave, and it's always worse than the first wave. And you know, although Dr. Lawrence Haynes said earlier there's not as much mortality, which there may not be, God willing there won't be, but you know what? Nobody wants to get their ass kicked with this virus. And then I heard on one of these radio shows that, like, people who get the coronavirus, it's showing that certain guys, it affects their sperm.
Yes, I saw that.
And
I saw that. I don't have a problem. I don't need to reproduce.
Marianne said the store's still open, so we'll see what happens. But, you know, people's taste buds, like, who wants to get sick? Nobody wants to get sick, right?
Nobody. But, you know, I think the responsibility relies on yourself to take care of not only yourself but the others around you. Keep a tight circle. I get it that I want to spend time with my friends. I want to drink beers. I saw my best friend and a couple of people once over the summer. That's it. I've had limited contact with a lot of people. It stinks. I hate it. I'm a social person. My wife and I were talking about it yesterday, about how she's not a big concert goer, but she knows I'm a big concert goer and I enjoy going. And it's an event.
Thing.
It's fun.
It's your thing, yeah.
We have a good time. You don't worry about
plus
any
your
of the
whole
troubles.
Football thing, right? I mean, you used to go to all the games and, you know, that the energy.
The football thing didn't surprise me at all when they were reducing the amount of people that were going to be in the press box. I knew that my job was going to be knocked out for this year. And that's okay. It was a nice little chunk of change that I got, but I understood it. Another buddy of mine is still going, and I asked him, I said, what's the mood like? And he said, you know, it's literally a ghost town. There's not a lot of people there. It's weird not having fans in the building. It's weird with the pumped-in crowd noise. It, you know, things have changed, but we have to continue on. Like, you know, the NBA and the NHL put themselves in a bubble, and for the most part, it worked. It can't really work with Major League Baseball, the NFL, right? But Major League Baseball did it. They pulled it off. They pulled the playoffs in two cities and kept it as tight as possible. The NFL, we're seeing more cases. We're seeing stuff going on. A lot of it is personal responsibility.
And personal sacrifice. And, right. You know, along the lines of sacrifice, we talked early on about, you know, Brad Pitt and what he did handing out food all over L.A. The last couple of days. I want to throw a bouquet to my friend Vincent Lavienne. He works for the Diocese of Brooklyn and Queens. Mm. And basically from today until a week from today, he's driving around with his crew. They formed the emergency task force and they're handing out food. You know, what's gotten a little bit lost here is hunger.
Yep.
People are hungry. People are hungry. And Vinny's starving out there. You know, it used to be like the day before Thanksgiving, they'd hand out a bunch of turkeys.
Right.
Now they're just handing out ham sandwiches and turkey sandwiches, right, and just trying to feed people. And, you know, during this time, and especially right the next month, we're really a month away from Christmas.
Hanukkah, yeah.
It's going to be a different year. I mean, it's totally going to be a very different year. And like, as you said, the trickle down earlier, think about all the places we're not going. And Al, you and I like to drink. So mm-hmm. at least in New York City, how do you get there? Well, usually you're taking a cab. Well, now that cabbie is not getting that fee, right, to get to the restaurant. Once you get to the restaurant, you take off your coat. There's the young lady who usually works in the coat room usually gets a nice little something in her thing. She's not getting that in her thing. Then you go to the bar. There's the bartender. You leave something for him. He's not getting that. Then you go to the restaurant and you sit down and you eat something, and that waiter or waitress isn't getting it. The cook's not getting it. The dishwasher's not getting it. The maitre d's not getting it. And so all of these people are going to be, you know, I mean, look, you and I are lucky because we got some decent work here.
Right.
But there are a lot of people going to be hurting. So Vinny Lavienne, thank you for handing out a bunch of food.
You mentioned that about the bars and the restaurants. And obviously Cuomo has put this new restriction in. 10 o'clock, you got to shut down. Doesn't matter. That's it. You know, whatever. They're chasing people out of the restaurant.
I don't know how that actually helps the coronavirus, but
I get it. From the standpoint, I get it, of that people are drinking later into the night and they're loosening their masks or they're loosening restrictions.
Is that what it is?
Yeah. You're in closer quarters. You're getting a little tipsy, whatever. In some ways, I can understand that. In Jersey, Governor Murphy said, you cannot sit at the bar and have a drink or a meal. You have to be at a table, right? So the place that I go to, and I'm not going to mention names, but people have heard it enough, but what they did was, okay, can't sit at the bar? They actually moved some more tables into the bar, spaced them out 6 feet, and parked them near the bar. They're not sitting at the bar. They're sitting away from the bar. So they've put a couple more people into the bar area. They still have them socially distant. And they've done a very effective job. They have outdoor. They have a big tent with a heater now. They've done, you know, what they're supposed to do.
The other thing that, you know, you're talking about the tents with the heaters. I see these people, oh, we're going to go outside. There's a tent with a heater.
Right.
But the tent seems like totally sealed. Like the whole thing is supposed to be about getting, you know, fresh air.
So what the place that I go to did, they have one flap open on one side and there's a flap open in another corner. So you have two sides of getting airflow in, which is what you're supposed to have circulating. And then they have an electric heater that's pumping in heat from this, you know, from this electric thing. It seems to work. It's comfortable in there. It's okay. You know, my wife even said to me, she said, you know, we just got this new house. We're going to need to dial it back a little bit anyway from an expense point. But maybe we hold off on going out to dinner for a little bit until this, you know, kind of passes in the winter. And you know what? She's not wrong.
No, she's not wrong. But again, that goes to my original statement. So you guys decide to hang back. The beers that you're going to buy, those, you know, the beer distributor's not making money. The guy who drives the truck for the beer distributor's not making money.
So here's what you can do to help out those small businesses. So the Sunday after Thanksgiving, they call it Small Brewery Sunday. But this should be in effect for all small businesses, not just breweries. Go out, buy a gift card. Your favorite restaurant, whatever it is, if it's Michael's or Brooklyn, if it's whatever, it doesn't matter. Go out, buy a gift card. You're putting money directly into their hands, which will help them to pay a bill, pay an employee, put food on the table, keep their roof over their head. That's the way you could do it.
You know, I couldn't agree with you more. In April, when things really shut down, I have one old car, and it just needed some repairs done. I took it to the shop just because, and boy, Giuseppe Loray, was he appreciative. He's like, thank you, Arthur. He goes, I know what you did. Yeah, you really didn't need to have this done now. But, you know, putting a few bucks in his pocket in that lean time. And, you know, we all should think like that. You know, I only have a little time left here.
And the other thing, I want to pass
that message along.
The other L-O-V-E, thing, real quick, baby. When you do go out to eat, and I've been doing this, you know, since the start of the pandemic, I have been tipping heavily.
Me and you both.
Forget 20% on the bill. Minimum for me is at least 35 to 40. If it's great, it's even bigger than that, because these people are earning their money on their tips, and if you don't tip them enough, and the people that are saying, oh, I'm not going to tip so and so because of bad service, give them a break. They're working longer hours, less shifts. They don't make enough money. Come on. Do the right thing.
I'm with you 100%.
If you have the money to go out to eat, if you have the money to spend,
you can throw an extra 20.
Exactly.
And even in the cabs. I mean, I'm not going to lie. No, normal times, you know, you pay with the credit card. It gives you the choice. 20, 25. 30. I always hit 20, 20, 20.
Right.
Now I'm hitting, especially for a smaller ride, I'm hitting 30%. Like, you know, and I always talk to these guys. How you doing? How you holding up? The cabs were already decimated from Uber. Now forget about it.
Yep.
But look, we're New York strong. We're New York City. We're a special breed. I am very, very confident that this city will do well. I am confident in the real estate leaders. As you and I were talking earlier, you know, restaurants going out and then buildings going out. I don't see the big, the great Larry Silversteins and the Silverstein family and Steve Ross and related, Vornado. I don't see them saying, you know what? We're just going to walk away from our skyscrapers and let's see what happens. No.
But it's going to be a different dynamic.
But you know what? It could be a better dynamic, Al. You know what? Times like this, change like this, a lot of times, a lot of good comes out of it. So as Joe Piscopo would say on his show, let's all be positive, let's keep the energy up, and let's be very optimistic. Speaking of optimistic, at 9:18 on Friday, November the 20th, the day after Marianne Idala's 80th birthday, here with traffic is Debbie Duhane.
Your mom is so sweet. I just absolutely love her. I'm wishing her happy birthday.
The feeling is mutual. She should have seen a Debbie. She had a red feather boa on with either a martini or a glass of Prosecco in her hand. And, you know, I can't yell at her anymore. She wants her Nutella pizza and you know, go for it, Mom. You know, I feel like when you turn 80, you get like a little card that says I can do anything I want.
Yeah, she always does anyway, right? I hung out with her at a party you had last year. We were hanging out. We had a great time.
Your God bless my father. Lou Idala, you're a champ.
Your dad is a class act. Let's see what's happening. And again, happy birthday, Marianne. Enjoy your whole year ahead as well. Let's see what's happening, Arthur, as you head out to the FDR Drive southbound in the 70s. It's an accident over there. One lane remains blocked. Traffic is still slowing down on the Van Wyck southbound at Hillside Avenue. They're doing some construction. The outbound Gowanus is slowing down into the Verrazano. At the Verrazano Bridge, watch for some construction getting into Staten Island on that upper level. That's what's causing the delay over there. And watch for some pockets of volume this morning as you take a ride to the westbound belt, getting out toward Bay 8th Street with ongoing road work. 1 and 9 southbound at Grand Avenue, right in toward Rahway. That's an accident. A truck went into a telephone pole, and crews are still at the scene. They've been out there all morning. 22 eastbound slowing down through Hillside Avenue, getting out through Hillside with ongoing road work. 46 eastbound, the ramp to the Garden State Parkway. It's a down pole there in Clifton as well. And on 17 in Sloats Pittsburgh. They're doing construction. Sunny today with a high going up to 60 degrees. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime on the Joe Piscopo Show, AM 970, The Answer.
Hey, it's Joe Piscopo for Pat LaFreda Meat Purveyors. You know they supply many of New York and New Jersey's finest restaurants. Yes, like 1,600 of those restaurants. Now you can get the same high-quality selection of meats for your most important customer, your own family. LaFreda deals in only premium 100% Black Angus cattle raised and grazed in the United States. Their only focus is meat. You won't find any frozen side dishes or any gimmicks here. Offering every kind of meat and every cut, like tomahawk, bone-in ribeye, porterhouse, center-cut filet, just to name a few. Supplying only the highest quality beef, pork, lamb, veal, poultry, and America's best burger chopped meat blends. Pat LaFreda is a local business serving the New York, New Jersey area for 98 years now. Plus, LaFreda is a veteran-owned and operated business. Shipped overnight, cut the night you place your order, and always fresh, never frozen. Order online, please, at LaFreda.com. L-A-F-R-I-E-D-A. LaFreda.com.
You're invited to go swimming with the shark. Attorney Mark the Shark Garber, that is, one of New Jersey's foremost employment lawyers. Dive right in with Mark and his co-host Kevin McCullough to learn the latest developments in employment law and litigation. Swimming with the Shark, every Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday evening at 5 on AM 970, The Answer.
Hi, AM 970 listeners. Steve Adubato here. On One-on-One, we go in-depth and up-close on the issues that matter to you.
The jobs of tomorrow are not the jobs of yesterday.
Our culture, I don't think, has ever been tested the way it's being tested right now.
So check out my show, One-on-One, weeknights at 7 p.m. on NJTV and 12:30 a.m. on WNET 13 and online on NJ.com.
Hey, it's Joe Piscopo. Catch my friend Steve and his great lineup of guests every weeknight on One-on-One with Steve.
This is Jerry Boyer of Town Hall Finance for townhall.com. We all know that a radical minority holds sway in corporate culture today, but retail giant Target has generously shown us just how far this madness has gone. After a single complaint from a Twitter user, Target removed Abigail Schreier's book, Irreversible Damage, from its shelves. The book in question was smeared as transphobic. It is not. Schreier courageously points out the incredible damage radical transgender ideology can inflict on our children. While Target eventually reversed the ban, it is still a cause for outrage that a corporation of this size is so easily controlled by so few. Banning books which object to sex changes for children is only possible in an organization beholden to the radical left. Shareholders need to demand viewpoint diversity in our corporations. If conservative shareholders fail to show up at annual meetings or vote for or against board members, book banning may be the least of our worries.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or radio.com.
Hey, it's Joe Piscopo for Balance of Nature, fruits and vegetables in capsule form. Remember, the best defense against any virus is what? Your own immune system, please. Balance of Nature is not like ordinary vitamins that are made with synthetics. It's just natural food in a vegetarian capsule with tens of thousands of vital nutrients from 100% whole food plants, fruits, and vegetables. A daily dose of Balance of Nature capsules has 10 servings of 31 different fruits and vegetables. Strengthen your immune system today. And Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off any new preferred order of Balance of Nature. You know, we all make choices about cutting costs, especially now. So Dr. Howard is giving you free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order of Balance of Nature. Build up your immune system. Have overall better health, please. 800-246-8751. Just like that. 800-246-8751 or balanceofnature.com. Use the discount code The Answer.
Did you listen to our podcasts? Hear them now on our website at am970theanswer.com.
In the morning here on a Friday in New York City, New York, New York. You can make it here. You can make it anywhere. I'm Arthur Idala, filling in for the great Joe Piscopo, who's out and about. I think he's actually in the air right now. But speaking of a guy who can make it here, you can make it anywhere. He's literally made it anywhere. I've never got such a benefit over losing a trial. I lost a trial about a little over 10 years ago. And the family, who usually runs away from the trial attorney when the trial is not a positive result for the defendant, said, we want you to stay on board. And we found a really nice lawyer who's willing to do the appeal. Maybe you heard of him. His name is Alan Dershowitz. And I was like, as soon as this guy comes on board, first thing he's going to say is, well, we're getting this bald Italian kid out of here. And actually, of his three requirements, one of them was that they had to keep me on the case. And since then, he's become an uncle, a mentor, a member of my wedding party, and just an overall a mensch, as we say in Sicily, the great Alan Dershowitz. Hello, Professor.
Hey, you got it all wrong when you said if you can make it in New York, you can make it anywhere. If you can make it in Brooklyn, on the streets of Brooklyn, in Borough Park, in Bensonhurst, in Bay Ridge, if you can make it there, you can make it anywhere. And that's why the two of us have done so well. We come from the same neighborhood, different generations.
Well, my mother's 58th Street and 17th Avenue. Where? Oh, 18th Avenue. I think between 18th and 19th. Where are you from?
Happy birthday to your mother, first of all. I think she just turned 50.
Yeah, 50.
She just turned 50. So I grew up on 48th and 16th Avenue, the same block that Sandy Koufax moved to. His father, Irving, had a little kind of law shingle in his house because he couldn't really make a living. He couldn't afford to have a real law office. So in the basement of his little, you know, attached house on 48th Street, it was Irving Koufax, attorney at law, accounting.
Wow. a little of everything. Right.
Accidents, you know, a typical Brooklyn lawyer.
Hey, however you can make it happen. You know, Alan, I just want to let you know, I'm co-hosting here with my friend Al Gattulo. And Al, I just would ask you to read to Professor Dershowitz, what does my shirt say that I'm wearing today?
The shirt says Chilmark General Store.
It's closed, unfortunately, you know, this whole summer. I never got to the Chilmark General Store. For years, I was the mayor of the porch. Every day at 12, I would have my group get together.
This is in Martha's Vineyard, ladies and gentlemen. This is not in Borough Park. This is in Martha's Vineyard.
No. My rabbis wouldn't have approved of the pizza necessarily, although I had it without any meat. I had as kosher pizza as you could possibly have. But that was the Chilmark General Store. And every year, you had tenure there. You would come every single year, you and Geraldo.
This is the first year, the first year I missed, my man. So in terms of good news, you know, Pfizer said that they're asking for approval today from the FDA to come out with the vaccine. So hopefully, I said earlier, hopefully this is the beginning of the end. Would you agree with that, Alan?
Oh, I would hope so. I tell you, it's been so hard for America, for the world. You know, who would have expected a plague like this to descend so suddenly? And, you know, I would have hoped that it brought us together. But with such a divided country, maybe it will come together now. I don't know. But
so, Alan, let's just talk about that, because that's kind of what I wanted to talk about. I know you may have even written a book about it, but I know in our various conversations, you always say, you know, America is a centrist nation. This far right and far left is really not what America is all about. Just do the listeners a favor. Just expound on that a little bit, please.
We've always been a centrist country. You know, in the 1930s and 20s, when every European country was divided between communists and fascists, we were not. We were, you know, Franklin Delano Roosevelt, Harry Truman. But we were a country that always moved to the center. We always rejected the extremes of communism, the extremes of fascism, the extremes of McCarthyism, the extremes of the hard, hard left. And today that's not happening, particularly in the Democratic Party. I've been a lifelong Democrat. I voted for John F. Kennedy in 1960. But today it's not my Democratic Party anymore with AOC in it. And now there's a story that Biden is going to pick as his press secretary a woman with a long history of anti-Israel and other radical views. And that's just not the Democratic Party I grew up in. That's not my grandfather's Democratic
Party. You see, Alan, all kidding aside, you know my mom, right? And she gets upset with me because my grandfather, her father, Frank Piazza, you know, he was a delegate in Chicago. You know, he was a district. He was involved, very heavily involved with the Democratic Party. So she's, you know, a diehard Democrat through and through. And I said, Ma, you got to understand something. It's not like your dad's Democratic Party anymore. It's just it's the values have changed. Maybe hearing it from you, she'll believe it because you guys are only a couple of years apart. But, you know, expound on that. What do you mean when you say it's not your father or your Democratic Party anymore?
Our Democratic Party was a party of tolerance, a party where free speech was very important. We fought against McCarthyism, due process, meritocracy. People were judged by their accomplishments. We loved Martin Luther King when he said, in his dream speech, and I was there listening, when he said, I want to live in a day when my grandchildren and children will be judged not by the color of their skin, but by the quality of their character. If you say that today, you can get suspended from teaching at right. various universities. Look at what Harvard is happening there. I taught there 50 years. Now they probably wouldn't even let me speak there. Why? Because a group of students signed a petition saying anybody who did anything on behalf of the Trump administration, of course, I defended President Trump on the floor of the Senate, very proud that I did that because it was an unconstitutional impeachment. But anybody who did anything like that either can't speak at Harvard, can't teach at Harvard.
I mean, that's insane. Alan, that's insane.
They have to go through a re-education program where they are vetted and kind of admit their faults. It's like China, the re-education camps, or apartheid South Africa, where people were sent to moral retraining centers. You think I'm going to submit to vetting if I go to Harvard? I'm going to be very provocative. Let me tell you what I'm going to do.
Go ahead. Lay it on me, Alan.
I'm inviting myself to Harvard. I'll get people to invite me. And I'm going to make a speech. So I'm a liberal Democrat. I voted for Hillary Clinton. I'm going to make a speech on the good aspects of the Trump administration. I'm going to make a speech on why the Trump administration deserves the Nobel Peace Prize for its efforts in bringing peace between Israel and the Gulf states. I'm going to make a speech on why his impeachment was unconstitutional. And boy, is that going to be provocative.
Alan, you're going to need a couple of not only bulletproof vests at Harvard, but you may need a couple of guys from Bensonhurst to surround you, to protect you. If you go up there and you start talking that game, you're going to be. It's so sad, though. I know we're laughing about it. It is so. Look what they did to Ron Sullivan, the professor, the dean, because he represented Harvey Weinstein. So they got threw him out of being a dean. I mean, oh my! Talk about an un-American thing
and
to
wait
do.
A minute. They said it because a bunch of students stood up and lied. These are students who stood up and lied. They said they were frightened. They were scared. They said they were in fear because of being in the presence of mild-mannered Ron Sullivan and his wife. By the way, they weren't scared when he represented the Patriots.
Yeah, right. The guy who was convicted of murder.
Double,
right.
Double murder, including a gangland murder. That didn't affect them. That didn't scare them. But the fact that he, for about an hour, represented Harvey Weinstein, that was enough to get him fired. Right. So look, for 50 years, I was a devil's advocate at Harvard. Whatever the dominant view was in the class, I took the opposite point of view. And although I'm now just emeritus, I'm going to continue to do that. I'm going to go up to Harvard, and I'm going to provoke. I'm going to demand that the students come and listen to what they don't hear at Harvard. I'm not a Trump supporter politically. I have differences with him on immigration. I have differences with him on the Supreme Court. I have differences with him a lot. But I'm going to make the case for why it's not all bad, and I'm going to put forth the positive aspects of the Trump program. I probably won't be able to get a sentence out without being booed.
Well, I would like to just be able to
be a great test of a university.
I would like to just be able to drive you there, Alan, and you know, but I will definitely bring some strength with me, some protection. Alan, before I let you go, I'm going to ask you the same question I asked Geraldo about an hour ago. Obviously, you have a relationship with the President of the United States. Well, you've had relationships with many presidents of the United States,
right,
but with this one in particular. If you know, today at 10 o'clock, right, 25 minutes from now, if the President of the United States, you know, you get a call, please hold for the President of the United States. And he says, hey, Alan, it's the President. you know, what do you think I should do? Knowing what you know now, knowing what's going on, what's your advice to me? What's your counsel?
So I've gotten that call several times. Once on the porch of the Chilmark store, the phone rings, and here's the other side of the phone. Hey, Alan, it's Donald. Got a minute? My first response was going to be, Donald who? And my second was, no, I'm eating a pizza. Wait a minute, I'll call you back. No, but I took the call. It was about the Supreme Court, obviously, when he was making nominations and he wanted my advice. So I've gotten that call from the president. I've not gotten a call about the election. What I would say to him is this. Look, there's a big difference between conceding, and if you don't want to concede, that you can insist on not conceding until all the votes are counted. You can challenge. You can do all of that. You can challenge the votes. You can use all of the legal recourse. But please cooperate with the transition. Help the likely incoming president, maybe not certain, but likely incoming president, get a head start on fighting the coronavirus, on the vaccines, on anything relating to national security. You can fight all you want, and you can contest, and you cannot concede, but cooperate. Cooperate. That's the American thing to do. Fight, but cooperate. That's the advice I would give him.
Okay. And I, you know, look, I think it's very sound advice. It's more or less with what Geraldo said. I would add in there, try to figure out a way to keep the Senate in Georgia in Republican, you know, those Senate seats in Republican hands. So that
I've taken a strong position on that as well, that the Reverend Warnock, who was running as a Democrat, has made outrageously anti-Israel statements and has supported people who have made outrageously anti-American statements. He has said in the sermon that the Israelis shoot down unarmed, innocent Palestinian children like birds of prey. That's a blood libel. I cannot support, even if it means controlling the Senate, I cannot support a Democrat who makes those positions. So I've invited him on my podcast to respond. If he can persuade me that he's changed his mind, I can support him. Otherwise, I can't support him.
Alan, before I let you go, what's the name of your podcast and how do people find it?
It's called The Dirt Show, like the first half of my name. Well, I like to say it's The Dirt Show. All that's missing is the wits, and that's provided by the call-in. So it's on 5 days a week. It's on Spotify, iTunes, and YouTube. It has a lot of listeners and viewers. And I talk about things like I've talked about with you. And then I take questions, and I have guests. I had Megyn Kelly.
Yep, I know. I heard her bragging about it, so she was real happy about that. Well, Alan, listen, thank you. Thank you for finding the time this morning. You're the best. Thanks for being a mentor.
We have to make a deal before I get off the air, a pinky swear deal. I've been on your show. You have to come on my podcast.
Whatever you want, sir. As long as we get to share a glass of Brunello Montalcino before, during, or after, I'm down.
I've been on Barolas lately, a little lighter.
Okay.
But, for me, it's either Brunello or Barolla. I have no other wines in my house.
Regards to Carolyn. We love you, Alan. Thank you so much.
Likewise, regards to all of our mutual friends and family. Take care.
Thanks, bye. Alan. Bye-bye. Wow, that was the great Alan Dershowitz here on Joe Piscopo's show. I'm Arthur Idala filling in, but now the great Al Gattulo.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
48 degrees at 938. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. A New York City restaurant is requiring its customers to take a $50 coronavirus test. City Winery in Manhattan claims it'll be the first restaurant in the U.S. to test every customer starting Tuesday. The restaurant says a certified practitioner will be giving nasal swabs to customers before entering and to all employees as well. The rapid testing will cost $50, but the CEO of the restaurant says it's a new way for people to dine indoors as safely as possible and to help keep the business afloat. By the way, for that $50, you get a glass of wine after you are done, provided you tested negative. Stuck in traffic? Debbie Duhame's got the answer.
Good morning, Al. Thanks a lot. Over at the Newburgh Beacon Bridge, it's ongoing construction. We're still seeing a lot of volume here on the eastbound Gowanus up through the Prospect and getting up toward the Battery Tunnel. Traffic is moving slowly as you take a ride to the southbound side of the Van Wyck. A lot of volume down toward Hillside Avenue. It's some ongoing construction. The westbound BQE, that's slowing down over by the Williamsburg Bridge. And 109 southbound at Rahway, it's an ongoing accident investigation. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame on the Joe Piscopo Show, AM 970, The Answer.
Sponsored by Lowe's. Don't miss Lowe's Provember event because this month they're saying thanks to their pros in a big way. Now through 11/25, they have deals on brands like DeWalt, Spyder, and Metabo HPT. They also have events you won't want to miss. Lowe's, the new home for pros.
Hey, Biscopo on the radio, tell you about Michael's of Brooklyn. Michael's is a takeout only. Michael's of Brooklyn is takeout only. So if you're around the area of Avenue R and Nostrand, you will call, please, 718-998-7851. And you talk to Fred, you talk to Johnny, you talk to Michael himself. You say, hey, John Biscopo, I want to take out something. Ask for, I tell you what, ask for the Biscopo Gnocchi Arrabbiata. I tell you, homemade gnocchi like you can't believe. I'm telling you, like you can't believe. A little broccoli rub on the side, I'm saying. You know, a little bronzino, you know what I'm saying? Oh, you got to check it out. You call 718-998-7851, and you'll be able to take out at Michael's of Brooklyn, okay? And you could also pick up the Michael's of Brooklyn sauce there as you listen around the country. And thank you, because we get all the correspondence from everybody around the country. We appreciate it very much. You can pick up Michael's of Brooklyn at supermarkets all across the USA. But right now, you want to get the best meal, everything made from scratch, incredible cuisine that you could take home to your family? Michael's is takeout only at 718-998-7851. Michael's of Brooklyn, serving the community since 1964.
Gregory Floyd, host of Reaching Out, gets answers to the tough questions from people in the know.
Our very special guest is Congresswoman Nidia Velasquez, was the first Puerto Rican woman elected to the Congress in 1992. Is there anything else the U.S. government can do to assist the people of Puerto Rico?
Yes, the problem is that even when some public policies were enacted to help promote economic activity in Puerto Rico, the same way that Congress provided those incentives, the same way they took them away without providing anything else. And then the treatment that Puerto Rico gets. These are American citizens. They go to war. They die for our country. They fight for our freedoms. So the U.S. government has a responsibility.
It's Reaching Out, Saturday afternoon at 1:30 on AM 970, The Answer.
One of the nation's most historic programs.
Tiptoeing down the right sideline, flips over, into the end zone, touchdown, Army!
Let's go!
This is America's team.
Navarre Bordeaux with a game-ending interception.
Army plays here on your home for Black Knights football.
This is Rich DeMarco. Tune in this Saturday at 11:30 as the Black Knights host the Georgia Southern Eagles on our sister station, AM 570, 102.3 FM, The Mission.
Listen to AM 970, The Answer, on Alexa. Tune in, iHeart, or radio.com.
Hey, Joe on the radio on AM 970, The Answer. Relief Factor is, I've been taking Relief Factor now. Alan, I've been doing it almost a year. Has it almost been a year already? And it keeps me out of pain. And I'm going to see the guys. I'm so excited. I got to make sure I get permission that I can tell you about it. But I'm going out to Seattle. Yes, I am. I'm going to go loot. I need a refrigerator. So I thought I'd go to Seattle. No, that's a joke. It's not even my joke, but it's a funny joke. Going out to Seattle with Pete and Seth Talbot. I love those guys. And I've been talking to them for years. Now they're on the radio show. Now we're going to do even more. And it's all about getting you out of pain with that three-week quick start for $19.95. Three-week quick start, $19. It's only a dollar a day. And they don't even make money. Pete and Seth, I love these. They don't even make money off the three-week quick start. As a matter of fact, they don't even break even until about 4 to 5 months after you keep ordering it. So now it's your time. To go to relieffactor.com, because you know what? We want you out of pain. Pete and Seth are on a mission. I know these guys. I love these guys. And you're going to get the three-week quick start. It worked for me in 5 days. Al taking Relief Factor. Debbie's taking Relief Factor. It is your time to start the three-week quick start. $19.95. Let's see if we can get you out of pain, too. Relieffactor.com or call 800-500-8384.
Due to the game, you can hear Jay Sekulow live today at 4 p.m. on AM 970. The Answer.
There must be some kind of way out of here.
Well, that's fitting music for our next guest, the great city councilman Joe Borelli, who I got to watch just enjoy himself at the Frank Morano wedding a whole year ago and change And I don't know, Borelli, is that the last time I saw you? Have I seen you since, maybe once we co-hosted here together once?
You know when we saw each other? We saw each other, I think, over the Christmas break.
Yeah, yeah, when we filled
in. I think it was around.
But it's been a long time, bro. I mean, that's one of the aspects of this whole coronavirus thing that, like,
yeah,
you know, I mean, we had such a good time. Marano's wedding was a blast. And
then we hung out with Lawrence Taylor the other night.
That was a whole other thing. Yes, that was that was a lot of fun too. How are you, Joe? How's life treating you in these odd circumstances?
We're all right. But I think you hit the nail on the head though with all along the watchtower, because my constituents wake up every morning and say there must be some kind of way out of here.
Yeah,
and you know, fleeing they are. And part of it is because of schools. I mean, we were lucky enough to get my son pulled out of public school, put into Catholic school for this year. But other constituents of mine have just packed their bags, went to Jersey, went to Pennsylvania, went elsewhere and far beyond. And a big part of it is the public school system.
Well, we had earlier in the show, we had two doctors on. And the last question I asked them was, you know, do you agree with closing the schools? And they said no. They just said the rates are still too low. But, you know, it's. In my opinion, Joe, it's damned if you do and damned if you don't, right? If they kept the schools open and then they'd flared up, he would have been like, oh, you moron, you should have closed the school. And so,
no, but Arthur, you're arguing a perception problem. The argument that we're trying to make and why we're going to court is that in this instance, the science is pretty consistent. We have the CDC come out and say yesterday school should remain open. We have the World Health Organization, UNICEF, no less than a dozen or so peer-reviewed medical journal studies published around the country. We have the government health authorities from countless countries and states all saying that schools, you know.
So where are you going to court, Joe?
Well, today we're filing in federal court. We've already filed an action in state court on just a general measure of ending remote education and bringing back full in-person school. But today we're going to be in federal court with an order to show cause to hopefully prevent this complete school closure in the face, again, of science.
Now, I don't know the answer to this question. Does a federal judge have the power to tell a New York City mayor to reopen the schools?
Look, I'm gonna defer that. We probably should have came on with my attorney, one of the three folks that are.
Sorry, Joe. I didn't mean to put you on the spot. I just really don't know the answer to that.
I can tell you this. In our original case with state court, the state of New York gives a constitutional guarantee of public education in common schools. And there is a host of case law on that as to what constitutes public school. Usually it's in terms of how public school gets funded in comparison to say, private schools, et cetera. But we're also going to make the argument that, you know, being in a common school actually is a constitutional guarantee to be in person, especially when we know from, you know, behavioral therapists, from psychologists, you know, doctors, we know that it's doing irreparable harm, especially to young kids when they're not spending 180 days in a classroom with a qualified teacher who gives a hoot about that child and is working towards bettering that child's future.
Yeah, listen, we talked about it earlier. It's been rough. I mean, and you got beautiful children, by the way. Really cool.
Thank you.
Your son is a real great kid. Yeah, I know. Listen, it's been very, very, very difficult. And you know, my son's 14, and he's been looking at a computer screen since March. I mean, it's just not the way to go. Joe, I want to congratulate you first of all. I know you worked hard for Nicole Malliotakis, so congratulations on that. And I was just reading. Peter King's seat finally went to the Republican, I believe it was declared yesterday. Is that correct?
Yes, and Andrew Garbarino, so Andrew and I were freshman members of the state assembly together, and he's a wonderful guy. He's got a good head on our shoulders, and he and I have done an excellent job trying out every one of Albany's worst dive bars, you know, after 2 a.m.
Oh, so you're really friendly with him. Okay.
Oh, yeah. So, I mean, I'm looking forward to going down and seeing him really have to work and burn the midnight oil as a congressman because, I mean, the downside, everyone thinks being a congressperson is easy work, but you are out there raising funds 24/7, and it's going to be fun to watch him really have to work his butt off again for his reelection.
Well, I would like to join you in one of those dive bars. Maybe we could do one in Nassau County in his congressional district.
Absolutely, absolutely. There's plenty there, I'm told.
All right. Well, Joe, I'm going to let you go. Thank you so much for all you do for the city of New York. I know you work really hard, and I know your wife tolerates you working really hard. So thank you. No, I'm not joking.
She's the one in the basement right now with about three or four kids in her remote classroom doing the really hard work of being a teacher on remote. She wants to be back in the classroom.
My sister Lori's in the same boat, and I can only imagine. And then one last story. My dear friend Chris Boyle, his wife teaches autistic kids. You know what it's like doing that remotely? She's having a half a breakdown because, I mean, it's so frustrating to be able to get through to kids when you're not in the same place with them.
She does children with special needs as well. We can't disclose what particular ailments they have, but she has some children who are in challenges. And, she's trying the best. And I know the school's trying the best. And everyone's trying their best. But at the end of the day, we need a judge to say we need the kids and parents and teachers and everyone to be back in the school building.
Well, God bless them. God bless your wife. God bless you, Joe. And if I don't talk to you, have a great, great Thanksgiving. And thank you so much for being a friend to Frank Morano. I know it's not easy, but somebody's got to do it.
You too. Thank you.
All right. Be well, guys. All right. Al, what's the plan? We're going to go back to our friend Deborah.
That's right. A little traffic.
All right. It's 9:50 on a Friday morning. We're almost there, Deb. It's 9:51. Friday morning. What's the plan, Deb? What's the plan?
Well, let's see what's happening out here. We've got a couple of issues to get around this morning on this Friday morning. Again, happy birthday to your beautiful mom, Arthur. I wish her the very best. Let's go out to Sunrise Highway westbound, getting out toward Deer Park Avenue. Everything closed, getting out toward North Babylon. That's all due to a pretty serious accident over there. We're still seeing delays on Broad Hollow Road at Smith Street into East Farmingdale with an accident just about cleared. It's pretty busy on the westbound belt at Bay 8th Street. They're doing construction and the westbound side of the Gowanus outbound by 92nd Street. Moving slowly, the Staten Island Expressway eastbound looks okay into the Verrazano, but at the Verrazano Bridge upper level into Staten Island, watch for construction. The Van Wyck South at Hillside Avenue, that's some ongoing road work to deal with as well. Hudson River Crossings, very light. 46, the ramp to the Garden State Parkway in Clifton, watch out for an accident. 109 South and Rahway, accident investigation. And 17 in Sloatsburg, they're doing some construction there. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime on the Joe Piscopo Show, AM 970, The Answer.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. What if you had nothing to eat for the next 6 months? You wouldn't survive. Did you know that COVID-19 has actually interrupted the food supply to the third world? Countries in the Caribbean and in Latin America and in South America. Children are literally dying from lack of food, not from COVID-19. COVID-19 caused the interruption in the first world. But in the third world, the food not getting there is what's taking the lives of these children. It's one of the reasons why Food for the Poor has identified 351 specific children that they need our help to feed. And here's the great thing. It only costs $37 to feed one of those children for the next 6 months. That gives them 6 months worth of food, guaranteeing that they will not perish from hunger over the next 6 months. It's emergency food relief through Food for the Poor in Latin America and Central America. 855-907-4673. Call now. 855-907-4673.
Get your weekend started with the Cuse as the Orange visit Louisville tonight. Hi, I'm Matt Park. Join Adam Terry and me for the call of all the action, beginning with pregame at 6 p.m. on AM 970, The Answer. New York's home for Syracuse University football.
Tomorrow from 10 a.m. to noon, Douglas Elliman CEO Dottie Herman and the best team in real estate radio will be answering your real estate questions live. No issue is too challenging or goes unanswered. It's Eye on Real Estate with Dottie Herman. Got a question? Call 866-970-9622. That's 866-970-9622 tomorrow morning at 10 on AM 970, The Answer.
There's only one law firm that you should use for employment law matters. The Brandon J. Broderick Law Firm puts its decades of employment law and business litigation experience on the line for its clients. Whether it's in the New York, New Jersey area, the Brandon J. Broderick Law Firm represents employees as well as businesses in the everyday employment law and business litigation disputes which occur. The firm's best relationships are with business owners, human resource departments, as they help navigate businesses through the deep waters employment law presents. If any employment-related matters
matters require addressing at your place of business, please call Brandon J. Broderick ASAP at 8444 BJB Law. Employment law is so big and important to our friends and families that AM 970 created a show, Swimming with the Shark, featuring our very own Mark Garber of the Brandon J. Broderick Law Firm as he helps navigate individuals and businesses alike through the murky employment law waters. Tune in weekdays 5 to 6 p.m. to listen to the Shark and call 8444 BJB Law.
It's the AM 970 Weather Answer Forecast.
Mostly sunny and mild today. We'll have a high up to 61 and partly cloudy tonight, low 48. Sunny to partly cloudy and mild once again tomorrow, high 61. And mostly cloudy and not quite as warm on Sunday, high 49. Cloudy on Monday with occasional morning rain and drizzle, followed by a shower in spots in the afternoon, high 56. And turning out partly sunny on Tuesday, high 46. I'm Isaac Longley on AM 970, The Answer.
Mike Gallagher is next on AM 970, The Answer.
Little Henley, baby. Little Henley.
Well, we're talking all love.
Listen, my Henley song is Boys of Summer. Ah. Summer of 1985, my senior year in high school. God bless you, Don Henley.
Sometimes I wonder where it is left goes. I don't know if even heaven knows. Know you had some dreams that didn't quite come.
Those you don't know, Don Henley is from the Eagles.
Right.
So, Al, we got about 4 minutes to go.
Yep.
I feel like it wouldn't be a Joe Piscopo show if we don't have 60 seconds for Charlie Finch. Professor Finch, are you there, sir?
Great show, guys. Happy Thanksgiving. Comment and a question, Arthur.
Sure.
Yesterday, Bill Barr dropped charges against the former Mexican defense minister, Sanfuegos,
yes,
for taking millions from the Mexican drug cartel. You read the Times today, Mr. Idella. Tish James and Cy Vance are prepared to put handcuffs the minute President Trump becomes a civilian, yet the deep state's going to turn over our government to a guy who doesn't even know the names of his own cabinet nominees, Joe Biden. But let's close it on a positive note with Justice Scalia.
Okay.
Reading your great friend's remarks in the last year of his life in public, he seems to have indicated, Arthur, that both strict construction and originalism were bunk. And if we look at the original penumbra, Chief Justices Marshall's stare decisis in Marbury versus Madison, the fact that under the First Amendment, Congress can make laws banning free speech, commercial speech, and the ambiguities of the Second Amendment, not to mention the three-fifths rule, probably overturned by the 13th and 14th Amendments, was Justice Scalia right? Is originalism and strict construction bunk? I ask you, counselor.
What are you saying? Are they bunk? I know that Justice Scalia said he was not the creator of originalism, that originalism was the rule of law, basically, before the Warren Court came in and started conferring all of these rights on people. With that being said, with a minute left, I just want to thank Joe Piscopo and Jerry Crowley and Phil Boyce for allowing me to sit in Joe Piscopo's chair. It's a big honor, and I take it very seriously. Have a great weekend, everybody.